It's warm.
Oh,
midlife crisis.
No,
menopause.
Look at it, it's pure fleecy inside.
Oh, Jesus, you're wearing inside of a sheep.
I'm wearing a sheep.
There's a dream I was having during the week. And I was in really deep sleep. And I was dreaming about... It was one of those dreams, but Joseph came into the room and he went, "Mam and Dad!" And I woke up. And at the minute I woke up, I was dreaming that I was running over baby lambs in the car.
Over them?
Yeah, in the car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, really hard to get over them and going, "Oh, this isn't good." And Joe came in, he's standing in the bed in the dark, you know the way they do it. Standing in the bed, "Mam and Dad!"
Like, what's wrong with him?
He couldn't sleep, so... We all go through phases of lack of sleep.
Did you go back to sleeping about sheep?
No, I didn't go back to sleep about dreaming about sheep. I can't remember what I dreamt about after that. Why was I killing baby lambs in my dreams, though?
That's weird. What does a lamb represent?
I don't know.
Doesn't a lamb represent peace?
So I'm destroying the peace?
No, so it's the peace of the world is gone with this World War III crack.
Maybe.
That was it.
Maybe.
You're just trying to get away from it.
Yeah. I know I would ring, though. If I had really done that, I'd be like, "Oh, God, I have to clean up this mess." I know who I'd ring.
Yeah. Or is there a field we could bury these sheep?
Yeah, quickly. I just don't ask any questions. Just arrive over here and bring with you a shovel.
All of a sudden, we're all wearing, like, sheep clothes.
And mint. Bring some mint as well. Mint and some... a barbecue. Because we cooked them.
All right.
Welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. We are up to episode 45. We're nearly ready to celebrate our birthday.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we're almost a year.
Yeah, I think we probably will pass the year because we missed a couple of episodes. So we'll probably pass the year in the next week or two. But episode 45. Talking about birthdays.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, you're looking a tad older now.
Piss off.
Midlife crisis is upon you.
I'm still a spring chicken. I'll never be as old as you, dude.
You're no spring chicken. Now, I bought you some presents.
Did you? Really?
Yeah. I bought you some wine.
Oh, brilliant. After all that I had last night.
Yep.
I'm sure. Give me another hour or two and I'll be drinking it with a straw.
That's a lovely really nice
one.
Wine.
Dark Horse, thank you so much. You know me well. You know me well.
In the tradition of everybody's birthdays when you're in your 30 and you're married with kids.
What
do you get?
I don't know. What?
Scratch cards.
Oh, brilliant. Oh my God.
That's it now. You didn't even get a birthday card.
You're so good. Thank you.
Scratch cards. Oh, you'll have, by the way.
I could have done with these now this week because I got my card was scammed.
Yeah, you were hacked, but it wasn't your Instagram this time. It was your actual
card,
money.
Yeah. My card. I was at home all morning. And I got a text from the bank, and then you're like, "Is this a real text or not a real text?" So I rang the bank, and they were like, "Yeah, there is 400 gone. Have you spent this? I said, "I haven't left the house today." And then the panic, because it's like, "Oh my God, what happened to mine?" Then they tried to spend over 1,000 in Harrods, if you don't mind. So we have very high class scammers. But they froze that one. So everything had to be frozen, which meant I couldn't get into my internet banking. And then I completely freaked out, going, "What if the person I was talking to on the phone wasn't an AIB person and my phone was hacked and I've just given them all my details?" Then I couldn't get into the online banking, so I had to sleep on that. So I went into the bank the next day and thankfully everything was as it should.
Do you know what they spent the 400 euro on?
Net-a-Porter, it's like a clothing company.
Oh yeah.
And then there was 70 quid on some other company that I didn't know, so hopefully I'll get that back. The fraud team, he said, the fraud team will deal with that. So I just, every time he said it, I had a vision of these guys in like black suits and
full army gear.
We're the fraud team. We're gonna get your money back.
So they were gone on. They got away with 400, and then they were going to Harrods for 1,000.
Yeah.
God, I mean, like they weren't going to the old local 99-cent shop.
Tapping 30, 30, 30, and getting away with it.
So how did you get
hacked? They reckoned that nobody saw the card, so it would have been that. But they reckoned that like you must have gone into like a petrol station ATM or just a random ATM.
I've just been to a petrol station ATM.
They say that they're the ones that they kind of whatever they do. They put a chip in it and it reads all the details. So he said, if you want to get money out, go to the bank one. He said, they're the safest ones to go to.
Oh, great.
So good to know. But yeah, I had to, that was on the way into the cinema actually with the kids. So I was in the cinema going, "Oh my God, this is 2 hours. How much money can they spend in 2 hours? And what if that wasn't really an AIB person?" And oh, the panic. But anyways, that was it. So thanks, Manny, for scratch cards.
Isn't it amazing how our lives can just be turned upside down?
I have no card now to do anything. I can't go. I had to go and get cash out in the bank. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have no cards. They have to send me a new one and that rigmarole.
And they won't charge you for a new one, will they?
No, I don't think so.
God. Because they do, if you lose it, they do charge you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know that. I didn't know that. I'm always losing my card.
Yeah.
Freezing it, finding it, unfreezing it. Praying to St. Anthony.
St. Anthony's one of the many, many saints.
He's the only one I believe in. That's unreal.
He's the man who finds things when you've lost things.
I'm like, please, St. Anthony, I know I'm always after.
But how do these, like these hackers... Do they know there's money in the account? I mean, look, if they went for my account and they went to Harrods, they'd be very disappointed.
I know. Yeah.
You know, so you have to be, they must know more than...
Oh, I don't know, but I'll tell you. I have PTSD anyways from hacking.
I thought you were going to say you had something else.
No.
Anyway, look, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, sorry, that was a bit of a rant.
A bit of a rant. So be careful of the hackers.
Yeah.
Whether they're hacking your social or whether they're hacking your life or your money. Look, I think, you know, we all accept these days that when you walk down the street, there's how many cameras on you.
Mm.
We walked into this building today. How many cameras are on us, even going from downstairs to upstairs?
Yeah, yeah.
There's about six. Yeah. We just accept those as part of our lives.
Mm.
So, is Big Brother watching you?
Yeah,
definitely he's watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other thing that we talked about last week, and I was 100% completely positively sure that you would forget.
I know. I'm not as bad as you think I am.
And that is...
Marmite.
We both got Marmite.
Now, I do see on the back that the vegans will be very happy because it's vegan friendly.
Oh, is it? Even the normal one?
What's in it? Yeast extract contains barley, wheat, oats, rice, salt, vegetable juice, concentrate, vitamins...
Squashed cat. No, sorry.
Contains celery. Contains celery in capitals. Like, what's so bad about celery?
Okay.
Will we try it?
Hold on now. Hold on. What does yours say? Best before end date.
Oh, God. Where's that? It's...
Are you joking?
April 23.
Why does my... I'm literally after buying this, and that says May 21.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So yours has gone out of date. You bought it in that shop that everything is always out of date in, didn't you?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious. No? We're going to try it.
It's not cheap yet. Now, you've brought crackers.
I brought crackers. I was like, what do you put? Like, what is it? Is it like a spread?
I don't know.
Do you put it in a sandwich?
We're about to find out. I brought these things.
Okay, we'll use them and then I don't have to open the crackers.
Now, these things, they are little dry.
You're very organised. You have it in a little bag and everything.
It's the highlight of my week, this. Coming in here to talk to you. Highlight of my week. Which is a sad reflection on my sad life.
Love to spend time with me, David.
Right, so.
Right. Oh, they're little tiny bread.
Yes! But they've got they've got olive oil on them and something else. You'll tell me. You'll know.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, there's like cheese and herbs in them.
There's basil there.
Basil. Maybe oregano.
Better oregano.
Okay, come on. Oh, no, you have to put the Marmite on the cracker first, David. Jesus, they're really hard to open. I'm such a weakling. I can't open it. God, the vegans would have an awful job. Not eating meat, they wouldn't be able to open
it. Hey! Before you do anything, take a sniff.
Oh my God, it smells like OXO cubes.
Oh, give it
smell it. It smells just like OXO cubes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it does. It's like Bovril.
Bovril, yeah. Okay, so it's jelly-like. When I turn it upside down, it doesn't move.
Jesus, don't.
Oh, I've just put my finger in and
why
it's...
Why did you put your finger in? I have a knife here.
Oh, Jesus, it's disgusting.
No, don't. No, you're going to ruin... I won't do it. If you make... You're making the face.
Hold oh, on. My God.
I've water. In case we need water.
Have you a bucket to puke into?
Oh, no, this isn't...
This
no.
is not going
to... I mean, okay. Seriously. Like,
it looks like...
There's people who go on and eat...
Chocolate spread.
They eat kangaroo testicle.
That will I be kicked out of the jungle.
Okay, well, firstly, now you've done way too much.
What happened? It looks like chocolate spread. You can really get someone. Imagine giving that to the kids. Yeah. Do you want some Nutella?
Yay!
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks very much. Right. Even the tiny bit I put in my mouth, I still have the aftertaste.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, don't go crazy there now, you.
Yeah, I'm clever,
just put
though.
The tiniest little bit on. Okay. God, it's disgusting. Oh no, that's gross. Oh no.
Mm.
Do you like it? Oh, it's disgusting. It's so strong. Do you not? Surely you must have. It's like concentrated.
Concentrated Bovril.
Just.
Hmm.
Oh no, not advisable. Ugh.
It's very salty, is it?
Really salty. Like, ugh. No, we leave that one to the vegans.
I just might have another one to make sure.
No, it's gross. Oh my God.
Is it the aftertaste now?
It's really salty.
You can take a drink of water there now. That water hasn't been opened,
it
so
tastes,
you're all right.
Yeah, just like Bovril. Ugh, gross. Let us know your thoughts if you like Marmite or not. How could anybody like that?
I've made a huge mistake.
Do you like it?
No. But I've made a huge mistake by putting loads more into my mouth. It's awful salty.
Yeah, really salty.
Have you the... Oh, Jesus. Have you the cap?
Yeah, here. There, my biscuit is in it. Oh, put it in, it doesn't matter.
There's colleagues gross. Of mine, you know, and they eat anything.
Oh, and that's gross. I don't know how anyone could like that. Oh, and it cannot be good for you.
It says here, rich in B vitamins.
Oh, it's really rich in salt, too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see how... It doesn't give you the old, you know, the way these days you can look at it.
No, they don't
much.
Have the percentage. That's probably why, because it's probably like 200% of your salt intake in a teaspoon. Okay, so tomorrow Mike gets the thumbs down. If you want to let us know of anything else you'd like to try, because I was in the shop going, what else can I get? I was going to get peanut butter, but like, I was going to say close your eyes and see.
Jesus, it's still coming back to me now.
Yeah, it's gross.
You find a bit...
You find a bit stuck up in the gum.
There you go. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, no, not good. Marmite, thumbs down.
Okay, so we're not going with Marmite. It does say it. I mean, they advertise the fact that you either love it or hate it.
Yeah, but we just bought it now to see, so they've got... What, how much was it?
That was like five something.
Really? Well, out of date. You should bring it back and say it's out of date. I want my money back.
Haters try Marmite hypnosis. Yeah. No.
Next time I'm in the shops now, I'll go and get some odd stuff.
Can we talk about something nice?
Yeah.
Can we talk about BLTs?
Yes, I have a demo on my page, on my Instagram page, where I made the triple BLT. So you've got three slices of bread and you toast them. Okay.
What
and
kind of bread?
Oh, white.
Just normal white bread?
Yeah. I use the Breadsky Brothers lovely sourdough one.
Okay.
It's really nice. So you toast that, but don't toast it too much that it breaks. Because you know sometimes...
sometimes
when you make toast, if it's overly cooked, it'll break.
Yes.
So you toast your bread and then on the bottom you butter, mayonnaise, put your bacon on and then the next slice, butter that and put that on top and then butter the other side of it and put your tomatoes on and then your lettuce.
Okay.
And then butter and mayonnaise, your last slice and pop it on top and you use cocktail sticks.
Okay, to keep it all together.
To keep it all together. So cut it and stick your cocktail stick in. Obviously don't eat the cocktail stick. But yeah, they're really nice. I have that with some crisps. And I also made a bagel this week.
I was going to say, could you put chicken into that BLT as well? Could you have a chicken BLT?
Well, you could, yeah, but it'd be a CLT.
All right. And you're keeping your bacon too, so it's a CBLT. And could you, instead of using mayonnaise, could you use like Ballymaloe or...
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could mix it up.
Why didn't we eat that instead of this?
I know, yeah, I should have made some of them. Mm. But I made a lovely chicken bagel. I had some chicken left over, so I chopped that up.
Mm-hmm.
And into a bowl, I added some mayonnaise, some chili flakes... Some basil chopped up because I had it.
Right.
You could also use coriander. I know how much you love it. And you mix that all up. So you mix the mayonnaise with the chicken and it's like that. And you pop that in your bagel, toast it again.
Okay.
And then I had some peppers. So I chopped up some yellow peppers, sprinkle them. And of course, my favourite, the white cabbage for the crunch on top. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
So that's a bagel. I like a simple bagel with a bagel with some bacon.
Mm.
And an egg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's messy.
Oh, yeah, it's messy. But
it's not for anybody to be near you. If the egg is done properly, it does the burst.
You'll eat a bag over your head when you're eating it.
And for breakfast, that'll keep you going for the day. It's lovely. Bagels are lovely. Underrated. Like bagels.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
like
we should open a bagel van.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so many different things you can do with them.
Simple little bagels.
Is it just the novelty that it's a bagel and there's a hole in it?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have the hole, it's just like a burger bun.
Yeah, it's a burger bun then.
It's just the novelty.
Yeah. And now you can get bagels that are half bagels. So they're
the slim ones. Yeah, I like the slim ones because they can be kind of heavy, the bagels.
They can. So less calories and you can put more stuff into them. Now, from there, we're moving on to cheesecake.
Yes, my raspberry jelly cheesecake is finally up on the page. I posted that yesterday.
You did the strawberry one before.
Well, you can use any. You can do lemon and have lemon jelly. That's what's great about this one. And you can change the biscuits as well. So I had made one there a while back with the biscoffi. You know the biscoffi biscuits?
Yes.
Or you can use Oreos or ginger nuts. Any type of biscuits.
Right.
Oreos,
that's interesting.
Yeah, Oreos. You could make like an Oreo. So you could have an Oreo biscuit base.
So you smash up your Oreos.
Smash up your Oreos and you add some melted butter and put that into your tin. And then you have, it's very easy. It's mascarpone cheese. People say, can I use the Philadelphia? You can, but I like the mascarpone more. It's creamier. And add some double cream or regular cream. A little bit of icing sugar. All the ingredients are on the post on my page. And then you add in, okay, do I want a lemon one? If it's lemon, you just zest your lemon. Or if it's strawberries, you can put them in whole. And you can also put the raspberries in whole. I simmered them and sieved them. And use the juice so that you're not getting any pips.
Pips are a nightmare.
Yeah. But you can peg the raspberries in if you want. Or if you wanted to make a chocolate one, just don't add hot, either white or dark. Or what's the other type of chocolate? My brain has gone blank. You've got white chocolate, you've got dark chocolate, you've got...
Milk chocolate.
Just when you melt your chocolate, don't add it hot, because that's going to melt everything. Whisk it up into your tin, into your fridge for maybe an hour just to set it a little and make up your topping. Like, you could do so much. You could do melted chocolate on top. Or I did the jelly, so I just like dissolved a bar of jelly in half a pint of water, not the full pint, and pour it in on top. But make sure it's cold, because if you pour obviously hot water in on top, it's going to make a mess and melt everything. Into the fridge overnight and decorate it with your cream or whatever.
Okay. Do you use piping? Do you decorate it yourself?
Yeah, you can pipe it. The only thing is the piping, you have to have a special kind of... If you're covering cling film, then the piped stuff gets all ruined. If you're doing it for a gathering, just do the piping at the very end and leave it on your table for people to whack into.
Lovely. Did you do one of those this week?
I did one of those this week, and I also did a chocolate cake this week. That lovely chocolate cake recipe.
You're scratching your nose.
I must be wondering. Is that fighting myself?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, God.
We're not going to fight, although we might fight over that Marmite.
Yeah, I can still taste it.
So can I. It's ruining my day.
I feel like I've eaten an OXO cube.
We're talking about cheesecake, and all I can taste is shite.
Yeah, gross. So I made a chocolate cake for my birthday, and...
Yay! Oh, I meant to bring a birthday cake for you.
All right.
Sorry.
Not to worry.
I'll do it next year.
That's okay.
I said I'd bring a birthday cake and we light a candle.
I didn't blow any candles out, actually. I'll do that with the bottle of wine later.
Just put the candle at the top of the wine.
I'll drink the bottle of wine and then I'll put the candle into the bottle.
and then ringing people. I always hated you. So we've gone from cheesecake, sausage rolls, beef curry.
Oh yeah, the beef curry.
Now you see, beef, if I was going for curry, I would go for chicken curry.
Yeah.
And lamb curry. Slow cooked lamb curry. But beef curry, sometimes I would find the beef in it can be a little bit tough.
Yeah, you have to slow cook it.
Right.
Because you're getting your stewing beef.
It needs cut. Extra time.
But you have to seal the meat first. You know, like when you see they put the lot into the slow cooker raw, with everything raw.
We talked about that before. Yeah, definitely.
So you have to seal your meat first and have it at room temperature and add in your lovely herbs and spices. Not your herbs, actually, your spices. Mix that all up. If you can do it in a bag, leave it in the fridge overnight, all the better.
Okay.
And then you just seal your meat in a hot pan. Don't put all the meat in together because then it's going to stew. So do it in batches of 5 or 6. And so that means it's all brown all around it. Doesn't have to cook right through, obviously. Then take that out, add in your onions and your peppers and your spices. Meat back in, a little bit of flour to thicken it, mix that up, and then add in your either tinned tomatoes or your stock. And then if you want to have a creamy, add in like a tin of coconut cream. Mm-hmm. I find the coconut cream better because it's more condensed as opposed to the milk. But you can use milk or you can use cream.
Just saying.
Yeah. And then bring that to a little simmer, cover it with parchment paper and then tin foil, push it into it, but leave some gaps. That stops it drying out.
Okay.
And because if you put a lid on, it's going to condensate, hit the lid and come back down. So you're just going to be left with soup.
Okay.
Really watery.
Okay, so you want it to thicken.
This is my little invention that I do. So you have your ovenproof dish, your casserole dish. The La Crusa ones are great. Lots of people ask me this. I have mine probably 20 years. They're dear. Yeah. They're like 200.
They're very expensive.
But you will have it
forever.
So I don't put the lid on. Once it's simmering, I'll just cut a square of parchment paper, press it in on top. Leave some rooms around the side and then the tinfoil the same so that the steam is escaping. So it's thickening, but it's staying nice and moist. Sorry, I hate that word. Because you've got the parchment paper, so it's not going to dry out.
Sopping is a worse word than moist. So the next time you're saying moist, just think sopping. And then you'll say, oh yeah, moist isn't too
bad.
Another
word for moist. I don't know another word for moist.
Damp.
Damp. That curry was very damp. So that's the beef curry. And you can do the same with chicken or lamb. It's the same method, just mix up your meat.
Yeah, how long? Are you leaving it there?
Oh, as long as you can. Oh, jeepers, remind me to tell you about a chicken I forgot about.
Again?
The curry, leave it in. The longer you can leave it, the better, like 6 or 7 hours.
Just remind me.
In the morning. But I made a chicken. I needed to make chicken for the sandwiches. And I had a chicken crown, so I threw it in late. had a couple of glasses of wine, took it out, set a timer and everything, put it into the warming oven, said I'll leave it there now for an hour.
The warming oven. It. How posh are you?
Shut up. I'm very posh, don't you know? And I went off to bed and I was actually dreaming of chickens. That's now that I'm saying it out loud. Mm. I got up in the morning and opened the oven, the warming oven, and there was the chicken. Like a rock.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, so the warming oven more than warmed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very good. Which reminds me, actually, a couple of questions that we got from listeners. And just while they're in my mind, can I ask you about them?
Mm-hmm.
In your homemade coleslaw, would you use shop-made mayonnaise or would you make your own from the start?
No, I'd use shop-bought.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that, carry on.
Yeah. Too much. There's too much
and
stuff.
And I have done it and it's lovely, but the fact that there's raw egg yolk in there kind of makes me go, oh, I don't know if I want to eat this.
Mm. Of course, the question is, somebody always asks you about freezing things. Can you freeze your own brown bread?
Yes, and what you can do is always make a second loaf. And there's a couple of different ways you can freeze it. You can slice it once it's cooled down and freeze the slices.
Okay.
Or you can cut it in half. You know, if it's maybe one person at home, they're not going to use the full loaf. Just take half out, or you can freeze it whole.
Mm-hmm. So yes, you can freeze. You can pretty much freeze everything in your life. I mean, you've been freezing wine, cheese.
Yeah. I forgot to freeze the wine this week, actually, and I drank it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. I still don't know why anybody would need to freeze wine, but...
That's my reason.
There's issues. Are you a plain... Because last week we talked about scone or scone, and we both said scone. Are you a plain scone or a raisin scone person?
I love a raisin scone. Red cherries.
Oh, no.
No, like cherries. You know, the ones you buy in the... Yeah. The glazed ones.
Yeah, glacé cherries. Yeah. No.
Love them, but the rest of them don't, so I tend to just make a plain one.
Oh, yeah, no, I like the raisin. Little pocket of sweetness every now and then. It has to have a little pocket.
You know the trick with that?
Go on.
You have to roll it in flour before you add it to your mix, and that way they won't sink to the bottom of your scone.
What am I rolling in flour?
The raisins.
Roll the raisins in flour?
Yeah.
Before you put them into the mix?
That's the case with any fruit cake, the fruit that you're adding to a cake or anything. Make sure you roll them in flour first, and that way they don't sink. Apparently.
Wow.
To the bottom of your cake or your scone. Well, the scone, I suppose, wouldn't be as much as a cake.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, you talked about your love of the pigeon. You were in Galway.
Yeah.
And we had one listener to the podcast who pointed out, did Sarah know that pigeons carry 7 more diseases than rats?
Really?
Yeah.
Touch me.
You were feeding the dirty things.
Yeah. Somebody was like, you shouldn't feed the pigeons. It scares the children when they're going through Galway Park.
How does it scare the children?
Because the pigeons see people and just go, food, let's attack everybody. It's a bit late. A
couple of listeners have said, the pigeons, they're not good.
I like pigeons. They're all God's creatures.
All God's creatures, and they're all welcome, wherever they are.
Yes.
Is that it for food this week?
That's it for food. Actually, not food, but our neighbour has a baby goat. Oh my God, I really nearly stole him.
A kid,
he's so cute. Oh, yeah. And he's tied because the little goats roam off, so then he moves them every day and all you can hear is him giving out stink. Gosh. So I stopped every day when I'd be passing, talking out the window to him. And he moved him to a different field.
Oh God.
Yeah.
He said, this weird one keeps going
around.
That
one keeps setting the goat off, because then he'd be roaring his head off and I'd go off up home. So he moved him into a different field.
You know, in Mulroney they have the wild goats.
Yeah.
So my brother lives in Mulroney and he would wake up in the morning with
a goat looking in the window.
20 wild goats in his garden.
Oh my God.
So he set trees and stuff and he had
traps. Beds.
But he had to put electric fences in around everywhere. They didn't worry about electric fences at all. They destroyed everything. And they're protected, the wild goats. They go away for the summer up into the hills.
Do they?
And then they come back down this time of the year and you'll see them all around Mulroney. Yeah.
That's a curse.
Yeah, and a goat would eat anything.
Yeah.
So if you put him into a field of thistles and briars, he'll eat a lot.
They're like sheep. That's what we actually came home one day a few years ago to about 70 sheep in the back field. We didn't know where they came from. It was either 70 or 200, but there was a lot of sheep.
Yeah.
I remember it was a really hot day. We didn't know where they came from. So we were trying to follow their droppings. We were like Hansel and Gretel. It turns out they came miles across. There was a hole in your man's fence.
Oh, yeah, they are like that.
They all came and found their way up through the farm and down to the backfield.
Yeah, sheep are a bit like Houdini. They'll get out of any field.
Yeah.
If you're so careful with the old sheeps. But baby goats. A kid goat.
It's so cute.
Lovely. I love the way that your man had moved it.
I know.
Because he's probably going every day. She's back again, Dad. Well, you've given anything to the kid? No.
No, I did think about it, but then he was gone.
What could you feed him?
He's going to like throw apples and stuff at him.
Do the horses eat apples?
No, they do. They love apples.
Do they eat polements?
Yes.
They like horses like Polemans. Who knew? Like
biscuits. We have a whole biscuit jar for the horses.
Is that our food done?
That's our food done.
Can I talk about your page, which has hit a big number this week?
Yes, we hit the 50K.
This is so funny, because, you know, a couple of years ago, not, it was 15 months ago, you were in the car with your balloons, with your 2,000.
I know.
And I was the one who always believed in you.
Yeah, you did.
I said, someday it'll be 100, and someday it'll be 1,000,000. And then
I don't know about that.
You'd be unbearable at that stage.
But I had to do the balloons. So I got the balloons.
Oh, did you do balloons?
I did balloons, yeah. Yeah.
Very
so
good.
We had got the picture got and sorted. So yeah, it was great. It was lovely. Nice.
Lovely.
Didn't think that had ever happened, so that was cool.
So what's happening as part of the, are you doing a 50K I'm giveaway?
Did we talk about the 50K giveaway?
You mentioned it just
week.
A little bit. And I was thinking to myself afterwards, can I enter that competition?
I know.
Can I enter that competition?
You can actually, but like, you can't. One girl actually in Galway, her mum won. It was a bit close in fairness. Oh, she got off grief.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of can't.
Oh, I can't. So imagine if you said the winner was my brother-in-law.
I know.
David
from the podcast. Yeah. Oh, I'd be like back down to 2K. Unfollow that one. So in the giveaway, I have kindly been sponsored by local businesses, and Brafey House and Spa is one of them. They're giving me 2 nights B&B for a family room. I was in yesterday actually to see their rooms. Really, really nice. All revamped. And they're also giving me a dinner, and the spa's giving me lots of treatments. I got a lovely massage yesterday.
You what?
I got a lovely massage yesterday in the spa.
Did you pay for?
No.
Ah, you're sick. Ye people.
It surprised me. They said, would you like a treatment?
Ye people sicken me.
Piss off.
You don't want to pay for anything. You're in places going,
I didn't ask for it. If somebody said to you, would you like a free massage? You're just jealous.
Oh, I'd love a free massage. Was it from a female or a male?
That's what Dermot said. He said, better not be from a man. It was a lovely
better not.
The Dermot voice.
Well, I've got physiotherapy, but if we came to a massage, I'd have to be a woman.
Yeah.
I'm a bit odd like that.
Would you?
Even when I get my hair cut, it has
I'd be
to be
a bit wigged out now if it was a man as well. I'd be like, oh God, it's going to go off the boob.
So, look at it, it's down there.
I'll tell you a funny, shut up. I got that old. I'll tell you a funny story. I had to do a collab this week, so it was for shampoo that I've been using. So I wanted to get a shot of like me shampoo in my hair. So Tom happened to be off because he had a cough. It wasn't COVID, but I kept him off school. So he was down in the bathroom with me. I was like, sure now, you don't get any boobs in. He was like, Mom, are you going to put your boobs on Instagram? I said, no, not yet. We may need that for 100K. So he got great shots of me massaging my hair. How did we start talking about that?
I don't know. What kind of stuff are you putting up? Thank God I'm not on Instagram. That's all I can say.
No, it's really good shampoo.
Oh, is it?
It is, actually.
Would it be good for me? Would it take care of the
for
grey?
It's blonde hair. So, well, they do different ranges, but I don't know if they have anything that you could...
I saw a shampoo being advertised on the TV recently for women who are going through menopause.
Really?
Who knew there was menopausal
That's
shampoo?
Shocking. Women, I want to like come back as a man. You have a great life.
I went to get my eyes tested for the second time in 2 weeks there.
Why? Because I told
week.
you were fine the first time. You won't be happy till you have a problem.
Pilot's eyes, they said. Apparently I did the extra tests.
Yeah.
The things.
Geriatric tests.
No, the glaucoma, whatever else. Right? Yeah. Okay. And then I found out there's a range of vitamins that you can, your phone, when you turn it off or turn it over or do something.
I'm very busy.
That you can get vitamins for your eyes.
Really?
Yeah. So sometimes when you take vitamins, they get absorbed by parts of the body. They don't go to your eyes. But you can get particular ones that go to the back of your eyes.
Oh God, I must get some of them because I'm blind. As a bet. People think I'm a snobby bitch. I'm just blind. I don't see you unless you're right in front of me.
I have selective blindness sometimes. Oh yeah. Sometimes I just don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'll kind of look. You'll see them, but you'll not see them.
Skip. Brafey House, you're giving me of that and spa.
Back to the massage. So was it just a back hot stone?
It was a
stone.
Lovely back massage, and I said, "Don't be afraid now."
You didn't film it now or anything, didn't?
No.
Or film it? Film?
No, I did not.
Hi guys.
Shut up.
I'm feeling. I'm feeling all zen at the moment.
Did you watch my stories? Because I did say zen in my stories. Have you got a pseudo account and you're secretly stalking me? You do know I can see who watches my stories.
I feel a dream sequence. Possibly the last dream sequence of the series because it takes an awful lot of work.
Have
I
you
feel
done
it coming
one of these?
On.
Oh my God.
Hi guys. Well, this week I'm showing you how to become zen like me. So, find a quiet spot. Settle down.
and let's breathe. In and out. In and out. Oh, what's that noise? Mother of God, I go mad. Will you keep it down? I'm trying to be zen. You sure of... And we need some oil for that door as well. We talked Zen last week. That's why I was talking about Zen.
Well, I was glad because then I had to go into the bank afterwards. So I needed to be, I was trying to get into the wrong car when I left.
I know you.
What?
You're sitting there, lying there.
But that's what I said to her. I said, don't do a nice soft one. I said, go hard on me. Oh, Jesus, she did. She gave me a great massage. You could actually hear the things popping. Because I wouldn't have the patience. If I was lying there and it was
that's
all
what I'm
nice
saying.
And relaxing,
patience.
I needed it to be...
A workout.
Because then you would go into this like lovely thermal suite with like massagey chairs and it's all lovely music and water running. She was like, would you like to go in? I was like, that's about enough relaxation for me for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But it was lovely. So they've given all of those things in the giveaway and the winner will be picked on Paddy's Day. Also, we have
Hold
Ashford.
Hold on, no. Jesus, you're going on. Will you slow down. We've a lot to talk about there. So that's the Brafey House one. Is there another part of the giveaway?
Yeah.
Is there other stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you've got the Brafey House accommodation dinner and you've got the spa treatments. They're giving two
facials.
I wonder
if I rock up and I say, I do a podcast with
they
Sarah.
They probably would. They were very, very helpful.
And I'm all naughty. Is there any chance?
Shut up.
I went for a run during the week.
Yeah.
And I've cut that all back. You've probably cut it out, but I've cut it back because it's just too sore. So I decided.
Too old. She's too old.
I decided. 7 years, that's all it is, love. Sure. 7 years.
It'll always be seven.
Seven years. My grandfather was 18 or 16 or 17 or 18 years older than his wife.
Really?
Only 7 years between us.
Go on.
Catching up. Oh, and I said, I go for a run, and what I'm going to try and do is use my zenness. And I'm going to say, because I'll be running with tension, and as you get older, you'll run with more tension because you're worried about injuring yourself, and that actually doesn't help you. So I said, I'm going to run like a kid, free. I'm going to feel free. I'm not going to be sore. I'm going to let my body dictate the pace and everything.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Awesome.
And then it was only when I got towards the last few K, it was sore.
So how many K did you do? Pain the earth. 25.
10. No, 10 is my max.
Really?
10 is my max.
I'd be found in a ditch.
I thought, oh, that's lovely. I've solved the problem. But the next day I was incredibly sore.
Well, there you go. You need to stop the crazy running. Did you get insoles? You didn't. No.
So what else is part of your giveaway?
Ashford Outdoors.
Oh yeah, they're
also
great.
Also given me either horse riding for four people or the zip wire for four people.
Hi, I'm a brother-in-law of Sarah. We do a podcast together. Any chance I could do a bit of archery?
Chasing me around Ashford trying to shoot arrows at me.
Can we not take the podcast there someday or someplace? Can we not do that?
We can do that.
And get somebody to film us and do a you know.
You just want to jump on the bandwagon now, don't you? Oh, I know, in fairness. I'll bring you someday. You have been very supportive. Also, Port West have given me lots of jackets. They've given me the men's soft shell Brafey jacket. And they've given me the ladies' Carla jacket and they've given me two kids' fleeces. And...
they fit us all perfectly.
Yeah. Obviously, whoever wins will pick their colours and their sizes. Also, Carrie Dunn have given me a big hamper full of lovely candles and mugs and biscuits and room diffusers. Mm. So yeah, that's going to be picked on Paddy's Day.
What's Paddy's Day?
What?
I hate
the term.
I hate people who say Paddy's Day.
Do you?
I absolutely
said it yesterday and I was like, I wonder would that annoy people?
Oh Christ, it annoys me unbelievably.
Oh God.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Noted.
Actually, talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Definitely not going to win now.
I'm not on Instagram. And there's a good reason, because I would just spend my day looking at you being massaged going, well, this is lovely. I've work to do, have I? St. Patrick's Day is around the corner, and I was thinking of some memories and parades and things like that. But really, we've always had kind of good St. Patrick's Days because it's a chance to go out and have a few drinks because it's your husband's
it's
birthday.
It's happening, yeah.
Oh, am I allowed to say it's his birthday? Will he kick my ass?
No, I don't know why they didn't call him Patrick.
Yeah, I know. I have a sister who was born on St. Bridget's Day.
Oh, God, well, that's okay.
She dodged it there.
Yeah.
So parades are back on this year.
They're back on. We're going to the pub.
Are we going to the pub?
I'm going to the pub. I'm going to bring my kids with me. I'm going to the pub.
I'm going to the pub, too.
Our kids are big enough, we could bring them in for an hour.
And my kids don't want to come anymore. My kids tuned into a disco last night for the first
That's
time.
Right.
Yeah. Hilarious. They're all grown up. All grown up now. All grown up. Right. Can you speak Irish?
Yeah. Amol Gaelga Arth. I was thinking of pub. What's pub?
Tarvnik. Yeah.
That would get it if you were like chacha. Yeah. Drink.
What we can do with our Irish is we kind of understand what we're saying, but it might be right.
Mm. Sheebin, is that the Irish for pub?
Sheebin was a kind of a secret pub. That was kind of
Sheebin.
That's
it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I could go this afternoon. I don't have to wait till tonight.
Oh no.
I could go now. We're gone. Goodbye. End of podcast.
You don't even need to go to the pub. I've got a bottle of wine and some scratch cards and Marmite. Oh. Got a party right here.
Still taste that in my mouth. Jesus, it's shite. what was I going to say? So, yeah, a little bit of Irish. We've enough Irish. You and I have more Irish than our partners have.
Yeah.
So we actually we talk secretly over them and they haven't really a clue.
Yeah.
Although Dermot probably knows. He probably
he's not too bad in the old Irish.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to you before we came on about sleeping again. My sleeping's gone to the dogs. Maybe I need a massage.
Maybe you need a massage.
Massage would be lovely. Anybody wants to give me a free massage?
Anybody want to give anything free to David? I did get some friends to send some free stuff, actually, and it's awful because I only accept it from companies that I like. Like, you get offered all the time, can we send you this, can we send you that? And I'm like, no, it's not my gig. But Xerify are a company in Westport, and I literally live in their leggings. I live in them. So they were like, hey, Sarah, can we send you some free jumpers and see what you think? New range? I was like, you can. So they sent me some lovely stuff.
Okay.
And I also got sent some jewellery from Night and Day Jewellery, which I buy in Carrigdon. So they sent me some lovely stuff. But it's really awkward coming on.
Is
because
it
like
so awkward?
It is. It's terrible. You know, but they always give me a discount code. So at least you're able to give the followers a discount code.
That's great.
Shut up. You're just jealous.
Do you know what you should do is get shoes? Because then I could borrow
you
them.
You could wear them. Yeah.
No, he doesn't like... Oh, sorry. I don't like those ones. Could you get me another one?
I like quite a masculine looking shoe. Have you got that in a size 8?
Hey, it doesn't have to be that masculine.
Well,
I'd wear any old shoe.
His lime green feet up on the table. Circus is in town, actually. We should go and join.
Are you serious? In Circus and Casimir?
You could go for like the tiniest man feet, and I could go for the largest woman feet.
I tell you, there's nothing wrong with my feet, love. Nothing wrong with my feet. And nothing
tiny
wrong with,
toes.
And I know what you're trying to infer in there, and there's nothing wrong with the rest of me either.
Tiny toes.
Never had any complaints from anybody. Yes, there was a thing that happened during the week at school. And
Tim Whistles.
Joe heard what you said, by the way. I don't know if you said it under your voice, but
What did I say? I don't remember.
Because there was a kid with a tin whistle.
Oh my god, he literally jumped up on the railing.
Yeah,
just
and
kept blowing it.
Yeah, he kept blowing the tin whistle, and you said, "You want to be careful now where that tin whistle might end up." So I thought, I'm going to learn the tin whistle. So I've been practicing all week.
Did you not know how to play the tin whistle?
No, never. Apparently, I'm not musically
That's
inclined.
A very fancy looking tin whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, David, they've all just switched off now. Oh, stop it. Would break it over your head.
Isn't it the worst sound in the world?
Do you know what Thomas did this week? He found 3 tin whistles and he sellotaped them together.
Oh.
So he was going around with 3 of them. So I was really trying to be the patient mother.
Well, I have a great story for you. Jane was doing her intercert, or it's known as junior cert these days. It's intercert when we did it.
Back in the day, yeah.
And she was studying hard. Mm. And there was... this one in the house torturing a tin whistle, absolutely torturing it. Oh, it was like strangling many, many cats, and it was getting louder and louder, marching up and down outside the house.
Yes. That's me.
Yes, it was you.
Because I was like,
she lost the head, went up, took the tin whistle off you, and smashed it over her knee. Right. And then she said she got in so much trouble.
Really?
Yeah. So what goes around comes around.
I didn't know that.
Tom with the 3 tin whistles is only you.
Yeah, getting it back. I'm sure she wrecked someone's head when she was learning.
Well, I do know that when they were learning their tin whistle, your mum used to say, take them things outside.
Take them outside.
So they'd march around the house.
Around your neck. And the eldest went in to the nuns and she didn't know her tunes. And they said, why don't you know your tunes? And I think she actually said, because either mum or dad said, they'd wrap it around my neck if I kept playing in the house.
Well, worse than that, we learnt the recorder in National School.
Oh, God.
But I didn't. Okay, so I was in the class. Everybody's learning the recorder. Mm. And I'm in the back on my own.
Why?
I don't know.
You need to get the little violin music now to play here but at this part.
It's that part. Poor David. I did go to my mother and say, why am I learning the recorder? Yeah. And she said, you're not musically inclined.
Oh my
and
God,
I stood up in the class and said, she was joking. Oh. I stood up in the class and said, apparently I'm not musically inclined. I can still remember them laughing at me.
The green things with the blub. They're like a piano and a case.
No. The recorder is like a tin whistle. It's got a fatter head.
Hmm.
And it's got...
Is it long? Kind of thick?
Thick
girth, fat head.
Okay, you're going down a road. I can't go down with you.
You walked straight into that.
Yeah, I did.
To take that and run it.
Well, I'm looking up a recorder.
Show me.
You can tell us about more stuff that you got.
Well, that's all the stuff I got. But yeah, it was nice. It is nice to get some stuff for free. But I only take stuff
I've never got
that stuff
anything
I'd use
free from anybody.
Shut up. You're just jealous.
That's a recorder. Which is the one that kind of thing. That. Can you see it with your eyes?
You've gone off now into a different page. Oh yeah.
Don't be looking up my Google history. Oh my gosh,
right,
you can find
okay
anything on there.
Yeah. No, we just learned so much in school. That was it.
Right. Quick fire questions.
Okay.
I've only two, and I thought of them literally 4 seconds before we started the podcast.
You're sacked.
Would you like a? Well, you were supposed to take them over. Would you prefer you two or Christy Moore?
Oh, you two. It can be a bit annoying, Christy Moore, when he goes off on one. What's that song that he kind of just repeats?
Listenbirna?
What is it?
Listenbirna.
Oh, no, I hate them songs. They're so annoying. They're like what people sing in the pub when they're drunk and you're like, stop.
Yeah. Why do we always sing those type of songs? There's always the old traditional song comes out.
Yeah.
I have a friend who just goes straight into Black is the Colour. And
oh
you're like, yeah, come on!
Or that other one, and the cow and the pig and the pig and the fly and the fly
Jesus
on his back and Jimmy and his tail.
And somebody's shushing you then. Shh, they're singing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the one that's singing is crap.
Yeah.
And I think they're like on stage. So yeah, no, you two definitely.
Yeah, like
they're
you
early stuff. Their older stuff kind of all sounds the same.
Joshua Tree was it was released in 1987. This week, I think, 1987. And I had a little look up during the week to see what age were they.
Oh my God.
And they were like 26 and 27 when they wrote those songs.
Mental.
Imagine. I mean, Running to Stand Still has to be one of my top five favourite songs of all time. They were 26 and 27.
Yeah,
they already had those Unforgettable Fire, all those albums
they're
behind
still
them
together. They're one of the bands that didn't break up.
Yeah, they're just amazing. So yeah, I agree with you. There's a time and a place for all music, but
yes,
I'd go with you too. And would you take a punch in the face or a kick in the hole? I mean, now with you, you see now.
A kick in the hole is awful sore.
Yeah, and you're
like, have you ever had a...
You don't have a...
What?
You wouldn't be massively cushioned.
No.
Yeah, so it'd be... Yeah. But your face is the moneymaker. Well, for now.
Close enough. Well, for now, we need to find a Botox doctor. Anyone who does Botox, feel free to contact me
the podcast will finish the day you start putting the first filler you put in your face.
You'll never know.
I'll know. Oh, I'll know.
I would get Botox.
Oh my God, she admits it. You would.
Well, yeah, I've never had Botox, but I would if I wasn't happy. Like, as I say to people with like giant boobs, get a boob job. Or that don't have boobs, get a boob job. Or that aren't happy with something, your teeth, get a brace. I don't see anything wrong with that. Whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm okay for now, but maybe when I'm 40, I might get Botox.
Oh, what do you mean, next year?
Yeah. Shit, I keep thinking I'm like only 19.
Yeah, no, actually, when you laugh there, I do see the lines. Jesus! Just after throwing another viral.
Show me your lines, old man.
Hey, I'm not doing too bad for my age.
You've got this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Seriously. I'm not doing, like, in fairness to me, I'm doing all right.
Well, do whatever you do, don't do that, because you can see all the lines when you make that face.
Oh my God. But the question was, would you take a punch in the face or a kick in the hole?
Probably take a kick in the hole over a punch in the face, but it's sore. I remember getting a kick in the hole. I don't know who gave me a kick in the hole. I don't know, was it one of my siblings? Or
You're a savage slapper.
But yeah, it was sore. If they give you a good kick in the hole now, it is sore.
Yeah, but you slap on the hole. On the backside.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Went through a phase doing that to Jane.
That is... and we play slaps, that game. Slaps.
I've got a slap now.
You have a vicious slap in you. I don't think...
What would you take?
I don't think I could take a punch in the face. And I've got a big old arse that can take a fair kicking. Because I got punched as a kid. And I got punched as a teenager by a few people who were drunk one night on the street. I was standing at the edge of the street and was blah, blah, blah. And they started, I remember they said to me, can you feel pain? And they started punching me. Yeah. The worst of it all was they took the punches and I took them. There was tears, but I took them. Was one of them was eating a chocolate mouse and he spat in my face.
Ew.
Yeah. That was horrendous.
That's gross. Mm. I remember them. Do you know what I saw during the week? Macrooms. Remember the macroom bars? Yeah, they tasted like margarine and butter. Yeah.
Yes.
How much were they? They were like one of the 5p bars, weren't they?
Yeah, they were 10p. The 10p was more than enough for a macroom.
Guess how much they are. They're actually the same size as the scratch card.
I couldn't
believe it. How much do you think a macroom bar is?
30 cents.
Same, they haven't upgraded the packaging.
32 cents.
A euro.
Ah, stop.
I swear to God, they were in Tesco's. I actually nearly took a picture, but there was a person standing right beside me. They'd be like, what is she at? Same size as a scratch card, same packaging, a euro.
Oh my God.
We're all frigged between oil and macroons. Yeah, I know. It's game over.
It was straight away we go. I remember when it was 10 Benson in a box of matches, it was 96p in Hoban's on the way to school.
I know.
And what is it? I don't know, what's it, 15 euro now
crisps
for cigarettes?
Crisps were like 10p.
Yeah.
Bar chocolate was about 20p.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Papa bars were 5p. Loved them. Remember,
what were they?
Penny
what were
sweets.
They? What were
Papa bars.
Papa bars.
Whoppa.
Whoppa bars.
Whoppa bars. You could get pink ones or mint ones.
Oh,
really
no,
good.
I don't know the ones.
Then you get the blackjacks and the fruit salads.
Oh, yeah.
They were a penny each. Yeah. Like you'd have a pound. You'd have loads of sweets.
Yeah. That's a lot for the podcast this week. Is there anything we've left out or forgotten? Is there anything we were supposed to do? We did our Marmite.
We did our Marmite.
Stink.
That was gross.
And we've reminded people about the competitions that are available on your page.
I do all of that on my page.
We remind you, please, to send a review and also to subscribe. And if you're on the Spotify one, hit the little bell, because that will send you a notification every time we come on.
That's how it works. And, it took us 50 episodes to find that one out. Give us an hour review, lads.
Yeah, go on. Why
apparently it's
you?
Important to get reviews. So
yes, they say that that's as important as subscribing as to get a review. Yeah, thank you for listening. Our email is sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You'll find Sarah on Instagram, Sarah Butler at Home Official, with all those giveaways. Mm-hmm. But you need that. You need to get involved now this week, lads.
Yeah.
Because we've only five or six days.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also find us on Twitter @ButlerPodcast, where you put up a lovely sandwich for lunch there during the week.
Did I? Oh, I did.
It was white cabbage on it. It was delicious. People were looking at it and they were raving.
Good, and you will also find us in the pub on Paddy's Day. St. Patrick's Day. I need to stop saying that now.
Any pub, any place.
Yep.
Definitely going to be there. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next
week. Thanks, guys. Bye.